So, Alice's Trauma Center series started on the DS, where it took advantage of the system's touchscreen for a very precise, very intense surgery kind of gameplay. Following that, there were several Trauma Center sequels, three to be precise, for both the DS and the Wii, but that's not what we're going to be talking about right now. We're talking about Trauma Team, which is the third game in the series on the Wii. The first introduce fields outside of surgery, and our site pick for the number 7 best third-party game on the Wii. And here to do that, I have Guillaume Veillette.
Hi.
And Carmine Red.
Naomi, he has dead people.
and I am Nate Andrews. So, guys, Trauma Team was actually my first experience with the series. I reviewed it when it came out over 2 years ago, and I liked it very much then, but I'd never played either the DS or the Wii Trauma Center games. So I'm curious as to what your feelings are on what is kind of a shift for the series with the added professions and the stuff that brought to the series.
Also, you really came new to this franchise then, huh, Nate?
Yeah.
And Guillaume, you said, you played New Blood?
I played the first game on the DS just a little bit, and I played just a little bit of New Blood as well. And I very, very quickly just stopped playing both of these games as soon as the crazy started in either, you know, in both of them.
So even as late as New Blood, it was still kind of that very hardcore, very almost arcadey, I guess, kind of intensity.
Yeah. Yeah, and very quickly, both of them started introducing very, very science fiction-y elements. And you had these basically alien parasites, and you had to destroy them with a laser. And I was like, oh, okay, you know what? I was enjoying this, and now maybe I can skip this game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's really what you missed, Nate, because the games, really, when they came out, they were so, you know, they were really unique. But at the same time, they were just, at a certain point, they got ridiculously hardcore. And Guillaume is right. At a certain point, it went from being a medical drama, which was really cool, to this really intense sci-fi arcade destroy your DS screen by constantly tapping it thing. And and let me just say, with Trauma Team, thank God for easy mode, because I've sort of been scarred by what the other Trauma Center games have done to me.
Actually, that's interesting, because I played on the normal mode, and I found the game a lot easier than all of its predecessors. Even the surgery parts, they are much more forgiving. And then the other fields, those that are actually influenced by a difficulty setting, so like the orthopedics and first response, those also were never as hard as surgery.
I'm curious if maybe the pacing of the game has something to do with its accessibility, because, you know, the story is structured in a way that takes you from one profession to the next. You're not always concentrating on, you know, super intense surgery or anything like that. You're shifting between professions that have their own pace, really. Each one, like the diagnostic, has its own kind of beats that it hits, and then the more investigative cases have, yeah, the forensics are very drawn out. They're almost like an hour-long episode of
Phoenix Wright,
or like a TV drama or something like that,
right?
So it really breaks it up.
Yeah, maybe there's go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you're right. Maybe that is, they didn't have to go so deep because they went broad. But, you know, I like that, and I also love the variety that gives you, and I didn't think they'd pull it off. I looked at it and said, wow, 6 different disciplines, how are they going to make it not just retreads of each other? And I feel that they aren't.
No, yeah, it's very, each one is very distinct in what it has you doing and the kind of atmosphere that it has.
Yeah, and I guess maybe the change of pace that you have within the game helps, but I really do think that Atlas simply learned a lot from making the previous games and realized, probably found ways to make the surgery parts a little bit more accessible. Because I don't know about, you know, Carmine, but personally, sometimes in the previous games, I would find it very difficult to find out exactly what I was doing wrong. Like sometimes you do something, you seem to follow the instructions of your nurse or whoever, and stuff, crazy stuff happens, you know, like the heart explodes, or, well, maybe not that bad, but you know.
It's probably almost that.
Yeah, and there's just the game was not the games weren't very good sometimes at giving you feedback, you know, telling you, okay, like you shouldn't have done this, you should have done that. And in Trauma Team, I think it was much clearer when you were doing when you were making a mistake and when you were on the right path during the surgeries.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I think that's why Trauma Team is here. I think that's why we're talking about it, because I think I love the franchise, but I think that Atlas, finally, they like nailed it. Maybe it could be harder for some people, but they really nailed the completeness of what it could be, you know, in the experience. And they made it in a way that more than just this tiny niche of people could get past like a certain number of missions.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. I actually went back and read some feedback, some reviews on New Blood, which is the one prior to Trauma Team. And a lot of the points that were brought up had to do with how the series had kind of become this rote thing, sort of stale even, and its gameplay, even though it was very good, and most of the reviews said that, you know, it was still a very competent game and it functioned well, but that it really wasn't turning over any new leaves or anything like that, and not progressing at all,
Right.
which I think Trauma Team does in spades.
Oh yeah, and it's probably fair to say that probably all of us bought the game just because, well, you know, there was a change of pace there. Like we saw what they were doing. Atlas really focused a lot on each discipline in the game during the promotion before the game came
Yeah,
out.
I do remember that they had an even push for each one.
And so that really convinced me to give this series another shot, and of course the various reviews, which were really glowing.
And how did you guys just to change pace here a little, how did you guys find like the motion comics actually? I was a little surprised by how much I liked them. You know, they're non-traditional cutscenes, and I've tried watching like some Marvel comic book motion comics before, and they never really struck me. But here, I don't know, maybe it's the voice acting that I'm willing to sit here and listen to them. So again, very well done, I think.
Yeah, the voice acting is very good. I think it's every part of that presentation, the animation, just the spirit and the character that goes into that is what makes it work a lot. It's also very lighthearted in spots, which helps the overall tone.
Yeah, and I don't know if I should admit to this, but Naomi is an awesome voice. But yeah, like the story, I have no trouble at all skipping bad stories in video games, and I didn't skip this, so I think it says a lot. Especially, you know, like one of the most striking things in the game, I think, is one of these forensics cases where Naomi describes how the victim probably tried to claw her way, you know, like through a room. Like, and it was just like it's really the story was surprisingly mature in that sense. Like, it really didn't shy away from graphic descriptions of violence. And maybe it was a bit, you know, at odds with the crazier elements of the story. For instance, Hank being some sort of part-time superhero,
Right.
or the you know the rich surgeon, you know, very traditional
The
Japanese
Ninja
woman.
Clan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stuff is fun. I think it fits because the proportions of it are done really well. It's not something that is very overbearing in the story. It's just kind of like a character quirk for each person.
Yeah.
So it sits really well.
Yeah, but forensics was just creepy sometimes. I mean, yeah, that forensics went to some dark places, and especially I always dreaded coming into a forensic case just a little, because you have to they used a Wii Remote speaker there. So I'm like, oh, do I have to listen to this? So I put the Wii Remote up to my ear, and then it's just screeching the last words of a person, distorted and sort of like eerie, and I have to do that every time, and it sort of creeps me out.
Yeah, it was a very good use. Like the Atlas knew that the speaker is not very high quality, so you know, why not have really bad audio come out of it. Like, it's supposed to sound bad
because
how else?
It's from the, you know, it's from the other world, the dead.
Yeah. And forensics is also worth, you know, spending some time on because it's almost a full Phoenix Wright adventure.
Right. You will spend some time on it. Yeah. It's each one is very engrossing.
And in certain ways, it actually improved on the Phoenix Wright formula because it wasn't enough to put two elements of evidence together. You also had to explain why they made sense together. And like, do you guys remember how at the end of a case, when you finally have all your evidence, the game kind of quizzes you as to where each piece of the puzzle fits?
I do remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was really well done because it would have been. It's very easy, and, you know, like, you've got multiple choices, and it would be very easy for Atlas to have, like, the one answer that makes sense, and then three, you know, BS answers that don't make any sense. But more and more, as you progress through the game and it becomes more difficult, it did happen a couple of times where I had two equally plausible-sounding scenarios, and I would pick the wrong one. So, very, 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 very smart design there.
Yeah, it's definitely some really well-structured stuff. And forensics also is, I think, a really good thing to focus on because of how different it is from the rest of what Trauma Center is known for and how, you know, how far it goes in that different direction and how well it does that.
Yeah, you couldn't get farther away from the frantic action of... the Trauma Center games more, I think.
Which is interesting because they managed to tie not just forensics back into the main thread, but, you know, cases from all of the other professions.
Yeah, diagnostics. That was also one of the more slow-paced disciplines, I suppose. But it really gave you a Dr. House vibe, you know.
And I learned so many words from diagnostics. You know, I will forever, like, remember dyspnea now, you know, and scintillography. I'm like, those are just going to be stuck in my mind. It was really neat. It got me into that thing. And the wonderful thing, I know we don't need to turn this into an Ace Attorney fest, but again, I got this really great Ace Attorney feel from that because one of the great things about it and also in Ace Attorney games is that in forensics, you get those evidence cards that you build up, right? And in diagnostics, you get symptoms. And it's great because these are actually abstract facts. They've basically taken an abstract idea and they've created, like, a token to represent it. And that's how that gameplay progresses. And it's really neat seeing that in something other than the Phoenix Wright games.
And those, the pieces of both forensics and diagnostics are both very intricate. Like, it will have the actual medical, you know, terminology on there. It doesn't water it down for you.
Yeah, I never thought that I would have fun comparing, you know, health charts or
right, yeah,
looking down a list of numbers and saying this one's a little high.
Yeah,
it's also a very long game. I looked back this afternoon when I played it a bit, and my completed save game was about 25 hours, and even then, I had only gotten about a quarter of the medals that the game has.
Oh, geez, the medals. Yeah, I didn't dive into that at all. But yeah, like, you've got kind of this hidden achievement system, basically. But it's kind of in the background, right? Before you complete the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you find out that there's all these medals that you can get. So that's. Yeah, a good way to add replayability there, in addition to harder difficulty levels.
Right.
Not for the forensics or the you know, diagnostics, but for the more action-y disciplines.
Yeah, talking about how diagnostics and forensics sort of lead into other professions was one of the big things for me, that you could set something up in one and have that case follow through to another and then conclude somewhere else and have it all make sense and be fun at the same time.
Yeah, the game, you could play any missions that you wanted in any order, but there was definitely a timeline that you could follow and follow the overarching story in order if you wanted.
And I think that's probably the game's best quality, that it can, you know, take all of these things that are new to the series and that are kind of unproven and tie them all together into something that works so well.
Yeah. You know, we're supposed to focus on the positives, but I did think that Orthopedics and what was it? How do you pronounce that?
Endoscopy.
Yeah.
Yep.
These were a little bit weaker than the rest. Although Endoscopy, I do like the idea of basically making you navigate a labyrinth, and this labyrinth is often like organs.
Right. Yeah. It's a completely, you know, it's tailored specifically to that profession, and it works.
Yeah.
To a certain degree.
You didn't like, you ended up not having orthopedics as one of your favorites. That's a little sad, because I was thinking, and if I had to choose one of the more action-y professions, I would go with orthopedics, because it's just a great change of pace from actual regular surgery, because orthopedics is very directed. It feels very dramatic. You're doing big things. You're putting bones back together, and it isn't as complex as surgery, where you have to switch tools and everything, but it's just very satisfying, because it's very fast, because it's very linear. So you're doing something every step of the way, and you're seeing progress every step of the way. You're never.
It's very methodical too.
Yeah, it's very easy, and I think it's just a great way to relax playing the game versus some of the more complex bits.
Well, it was more focused also on certain motion controls instead of pointer controls. And those worked pretty well for the most part when you were basically hammering down a bone or, you know, things like that.
I think guiding the saw was like one of the most difficult action minigames in the game, personally. Seriously, you're cutting bones with lasers, and it's sort of cool.
True. I can see that. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and again, that's something, you know, completely new to the series, and it just works so well. I think we're running a little bit long. Does anybody have anything else?
I just want to say I hope there's a Wii U version.
Yes. I would love to see some sort of gamepad-tailored trauma team.
Yeah, I just want to say that all the people who avoided this game because... Well, probably because they weren't really playing their Wiis anymore, but also perhaps because they found the previous games a little bit too hard, should definitely check this game out anyway. And as we said, lots of variety. And also, I just want to end on a funny note. I did complete most of this game with my left arm in a cast. I don't know if it's ironic or...
did it speed the healing process?
I don't think so, but
no.
I'll send you the picture.
All right. Well, I think that is it for us. Make sure to tune in to the other podcast coming during this time frame. Check out all the posts, and thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
Good night.